From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. We have a great show for you. Some brilliant contestants are waiting offstage to find out what diabolical games we have planned for them, but only one contestant will be our big winner. And we have two special guests joining us later, actress Alia Shawkat, who you know as Maybe from Arrested Development, and writer and director Jeremy Saunier. Their latest film is the thriller Green Room, and that's the room where performers hang out before they go on stage. You know, I've been to some green rooms, and you can just tell the horror movie writes itself. I'm talking a dark, dingy room with no barista, no massage therapist. And let me tell you something, when all that's left is ham cubes and Luna bars, you know somebody's gonna die. So let's release our first two contestants from that hell and bring them on to the Ask Me Another stage. Hannah Herman, you started a new job today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Proving that liberal arts degree students can actually be gainfully employed.
Oh, nice. You're a pioneer.
I know.
And what is the job?
So I'm working as a marketing consultant.
Yes, that sounds like something you can apply a liberal arts degree to.
As far as I can tell, it involves writing some things.
You don't even know what the job is, do you?
I don't know what my degree is.
You don't know what you... Yeah. But somehow we've ended up here together, haven't we?
Yes.
And Timothy Yuan, you've been seeing a lot of mediocre theater.
Yeah, I have.
But you like it.
Yeah, I mean, I used to do some acting and directing in college, and it's kind of like fun to watch bad theater and like think about, oh, this is how it could be not that awful.
How much bad theater do you see on a monthly basis?
I don't know. I probably see like a show a week and like I
dislike
at least half of them.
That's very fun. That's very fun. Hannah, what is in your mind your favorite third date activity?
I haven't had many third dates. I'm trying to think about what my boyfriend and I did for our third date. I think my boyfriend and I went to like an after hours thing at a museum. It was great.
Yeah, yes. Timothy, what is your ideal third date activity?
Cooking a meal together with someone you're like, I think that would be a really good third date activity.
Because you'll find out if you can work together.
Oh yeah, and if the other person can cook at all, I guess.
Good for you, Timothy. So our first game is a play on the euphemism Netflix and chill, which if you don't know is a romantic invitation to do anything but Netflix and chill. Let's go to Jonathan Coulton for an example.
Yes, so if I said, hey baby, want to watch a movie and have a barbecue? You'd answer Netflix and grill.
So every answer ends with a word that rhymes with chill. And no, we're not being paid by Netflix to do this game. But if they want to pay us, Jonathan and I will stop sharing an account.
Yeah. So, be a lot more convenient, actually.
I know, your choices are weird.
Yeah, so are yours.
Buzz in the notebook? Buzz in to answer.
It's a good movie.
And the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Hey, baby, want to watch a movie and then draft a piece of legislation that might become a law someday? Hannah.
What is Netflix and Bill?
Almost. You don't have to say the what is part.
Netflix and Bill.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew that.
Hey, baby. Want to write a declaration of my wishes regarding the disposition of my property after I die? Hannah.
Netflix and Will.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a hell of a date.
Well, you learn a lot about a person when you do that.
And at the end, one of you dies. Hey, baby, want to eat thousands of tiny crustaceans? Hannah.
Netflix and krill?
Yes, Netflix and krill. That's how you know you're dating a whale.
It's one way. Hey, baby, Want to watch a movie in the host country for the 2016 Summer Olympics? Timothy.
Netflix and Brazil?
Yeah. Sounds like a lovely first date. Go to Brazil and watch a movie?
Oh, I thought it was watching soccer hairless. Two things I could think of. Hey, baby, want to bore into the Earth's crust? Hannah.
Netflix and drill?
Exactly. You know what they say, Jonathan?
What do they say?
No fracking on the first date.
Oh, boy. Hey, baby. Want to watch a movie and score 0 points? Hannah.
Netflix and nil?
Yeah, that's right. This is your last clue. Hey, baby. Want to install the bottom part of a window? Hannah.
Netflix and sill?
That's right. Why don't we go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, and find out how our contestants did.
Hannah was a bit faster on the buzzer. Congratulations, Hannah. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.